Case number 12532, John H. Legg seeks a special use exception to operate a rifle or pistol range, sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Code. The property is located on the northeast corner of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, at the intersection of Benham Switch Road and Gravel Hill Road. 911 address is 20093 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown. Zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 82. And the video was submitted by the applicant as requested by the board.
And Mr. Chairman, it was left open for the limited purpose of that video being submitted, which it has, and if the board had any questions of the applicant. I know that we do have the video pulled up. It might make, as the public has not had a chance probably to see that, although it has been posted on the board's website. I don't believe the videos are long, but we could play those, and then if the board had any questions of the applicant, those questions could be proffered, and then the record would be closed at that time.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, I have to recuse myself from this hearing. I will step outside.
While he's stepping out, as we noted at the last hearing, we as a board understand there might be some emotion with this on either side of this application. We ask that any comments or noise be held. If you can't comply with this, it hinders the board from doing their job to the best of their ability. And we reserve the right to ask you to leave the premises.
This is 100 feet. This is 200 feet away. This is across the pond from the residences. Another location across the pond. You can see the roof of a red barn in the background. Right there. Same thing. The shoreline is where I was previously standing. I'm turning 180 degrees, facing Route 9. I'm 80 yards from the bungalow by laser. Ambient traffic sound on Route 9. Video from Route 9. This tax ditch is directly behind the range, within 10 yards of the range. It goes straight down here. Ambient noise level. This is just Route 9 traffic noise level. Route 9, looking down the tax ditch with the gunfire, if you can hear it in the background. Louder than the gunshots. Thank you.
we have any questions for the applicant? Do we need to call him up? No? Any questions? Mr. Hastings, any questions for him?
No, they could be asked, the individual here was a felon.
I believe it was him.
I mean, the question was only to the applicant as pertains to the video, so.
Yeah, just to the video?
Yeah, only as to the video.
I just had one as far as the location of where one of the videos was from.
Yeah, you could ask that.
Okay.
I don't know if the gentleman's here or not.
Mr. Hagan?
Okay, you come on. I'm going to have to get you sworn in, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ronald Hagan, 13233 Sunland Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I think it was like maybe one of the third or fourth videos. It was with the, you were around the pond.
The
was
pond?
That, were you on, you were on the gun range side of the pond?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all.
Yeah, there's, there's the pond, and then there's like a little cutout. And the second video that I took was on the cutout between the residences and the first location where I took the video.
Right. So when you were looking at the red roof, you were looking from your side across?
From the range toward Route 9, yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. That's all.
I got one question. What kind of guns were you shooting?
9mm and 40 calibers predominantly there that day.
Shooting that day? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Questions from Mr. Sharp or anything?
None.
If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 12532 for John H. Legg for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
For those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12532 has been denied. We're going to take a 5-minute recess.